Okay, this is a Perek Chaf Gimel on Hilchos Kelim, and the Rambam's continuing with halachas that have to do with tumah and its application to clothing. Halacha Aleph. We have mapats, so there's something called a mapat. Hu a machatzela she organ osa mina chavala mina sof mina gumlo chiyotzu behem. It's a type of mat that you make through weaving through different cords or grasses, etc. Ve'ina mapats bichlal kelim umar b'torah. Now a mapats is not included. This type of mat is not included in the Oraisa listing of kelim. Ba'af bichein, nonetheless. Mistamahu in midras din Torah, but it does contract tuma of a zav midoraisa dre riba kasuv kol hamishkav, because the Torah includes expands it to include every type of thing that's sat upon. Bezeroi the mishkav asulo, and this thing is made for sitting upon for that purpose. Vechim mistamah v'meis v'shar tumos midivrayim. So too contracts tuma midorabanan from dead bodies and other what do you call it types of things. Kichol shu dekli eitz mosh mianu, like other flat wooden kalim. And this is a general principle, kol hamistana v'medras, and his general principle is anything that is able to contract tuma from a zav, mistana v'shar tuma is also able to contract tuma from other sources of tuma. Lachabes kvar b'yanu, already explained, shabegen mistana v'shalash shalash k'mosh b'yanu b'shar tumos. Already explained that a piece of clothing that's three finger breaths, shalash tzvos, is able to, what do you call it, is considered something that contracts them over shlosh tefachim, shlosh tefachim, medras. But it has to be a bigger amount, three tefachim by three tefachim, to contract them from a zav. So that being the case, halacha gimel, hasak, when it comes to a cloth made out of hair from a goat, shiro arba tefachim bar tefachim, its shear to be susceptible to tumah is 4 by 4 tefachim. Haor hides, chamisha chamisha, 5 by 5, hamapat shisha shisha. So for that type of mat, 6 by 6, being the medras, being the shar tumas. It doesn't matter which kind of tuma. Upachos min shiron ailu taron miklum. But if there any of these are small than the minimum shear, they are considered tahor. Medvar morim. When does this apply? Bekara echad mehen shenirka below kavana. So when there's one piece of fabric torn that was done without intent, aval hakotzeis bekavana. But if you cut a piece off intentionally, if it cuts out tefilu tefach al tefach lemoshav, even let's say one tefach to sit on, or shlosh tefachim shlosh tefachim mishkav, or 3 by 3 to lie on. Then a raisin mistam and medras. That contracts tumma from a zav. Bein shaya tefach al tefach shekitates, whether it's a tefach, the tefach al tefach is located the part that he cut, or shlosha, or 3 beged, or saka, or a mapatz, or from one of these other items, like for instance a mat. Vechina mixa me'echa mehen la'achiza. So too, let's say someone sets aside some fabric from one of them to hold on to. Kadesh yechos bo biyado. So in order to be able to, what do you call, hold it in your hand, kadesh shosin kotzeitainim, like a glove that's used, or it's used in a hand, so to speak, for those who pick figs, shalo yazuku etzbosayim, you want to protect your fingers from getting thorns, harizet tama v'chol shehu, then it contracts tama for any small amount. B'hu, as long as shalo yepachos mishal shalosh, as long as it's not smaller than 3 by 3, shakol pachos mishal shetzbos tar miklum. Is anything that's less than 3 etzbos, 3 finger breaths, is tahor from everything. Let's say someone joins together 2 tefachs from a cloth, or minasak, or from a goat hair cloth, tefach, Shlosha mina sak ve'echa mina or. Let's say in this case, 3 from the goat hair, 1 from the hide. Arba mina or ve'echa mina mapat. So let's say 4 from hide, 1 from the mat. Harizet tar mina medras. In such a case, it's tar from zav. Avaim chibra chamisha tefachim. But let's say someone joined together 5 tefach mina mapats from a mat, and then the echa mina or, and the 6th one would be from or 1 from the hide. Arba mina or ve'echa mina sak. Or let's say 4 from leather, 1 from goat hair. Or shlosha mina sak ve'echa mina beged. Or 3 from goat hair and 1 from regular cloth, or then harayta tam medras, that would contract tuma from zav zeh klal. This is the principle. Kol shehishlam shiro b'chamor memenu tamei minakal, tamei minakal tahor. Excuse me. So anytime that you complete, what do you call it, that you complete the shear of, what do you call it, of a substance by the more stringent thing, it's tamei, and that which from its more lenient, it is tahor. Halacha hey. Biloy nafa v'kavra. So this is a sieve or a sifter. Shehiskin liyeshiva, right? So let's say it got old, right? And now you change it around to be used as something to sit upon. Tahor, beinam makam tuma, and it doesn't contract tuma. Actually, you cut the same the acher kafiyu kamapatz. So it doesn't contract tuma until the edges of it are cut and strained out, and then it basically looks and functions like a mapatz, like a mat. Halachavav chaluk shel katan inam istav medras. So the cloak that a kid wears does not contract tuma from a zav, until it has 3 by 3 tefachim. The nimdad kafel kibriyasa, and what it called, all of its sides are measured as 1 because that's the way it is made. Ve'ilu nimdadin kfulin begadim shemavichinus on the regalim, ve'al shokayim ve'aserosh ve'amechasayim akov akish shapunda. So what are all these things? These are garments who, when you measure them as one unit. So for instance, things that are garments like socks were over your feet, or things were over your thighs or the head, pants, etc. All these different types of items. Im shuta nimdedes shuta, im kfula nimdedes kfula. And all these things, if they're measured, what do you call it? The last thing is umat l'shatla ala safa. So the last case is a patch that you put over the edge of a garment. Im shuta nimdedes shuta. So if it's measured at full length, it's measured that way. If kfula, if it's measured folded over, nimdedes kfula, then it is measured folded over. Alachazayin. A beged sh'arug shlosha shlosha. Let's say when we talk about weaving together a cloth of 3x3, even nitma medras, right? And it is tame through contracting tuma from azav. Barakach hishlam is called beged kulo, as kolo beged kulo medras. And let's say afterwards he goes ahead and what he called completes the garment, then the entire garment also is susceptible to tuma from azav. Natochod echam et chilaso. Now, but let's say one removed one piece of string from it from the beginning. Tahar min medras, it's tahar from zav. About tame maga medras, but it would still contract tuma from touching by medras. Rayu rishon kaklisha naga of a medras, and it's like a first derivative of tuma that touched a zav. Natochod echam et chilaso. Let's say someone took out a string at the outset, but akach hishlam is called a beged, and then afterwards finished a whole cloth. Kol beged tame maga medras. The entire clothing will contract tuma from touching from a zav. So too, when there's 3x3 etzbaos woven into the cloth, a nitma b'mase. Let's say it touches a dead body. The akarach hishlam alav is called a beged, and only afterwards was the entire beged completed. A beged kulo tame mase. The entire beged now is considered tame mase. But not to chodachem tlaso tar mitame mase. But if he took a string out from the beginning, then it is tahor from contracting from tame mase, like it was initially. About tame magam tame mase. But if it touched a dead body, it would still be tame mase. Not to chodachem tlaso. If he took out a string from the beginning, the akarach hishlam is called a beged, and then afterward finished the entire beged, a kol tahor. Lamia koltar, why is the entire begatar? Meshah amru shalosh al shalosh and nisma ta tahara miklum. Because we said 3x3 that got smaller is now tahar. Haba shalosh al shalosh and nisma ta. But even though 3x3 that got smaller, afi shetara mina medras, even though it is, technically speaking, off the hook from becoming tar from touching Ezav, hari itzmeya bechol tamos. It's nonetheless can contract tuma from other sources. Alachas matlash shehi medras. Let's say a patch contract that was used for clothing contracts tumah from a zav, v'tala ala kupa ala or, and it is what it called. It's tied together or associated with supporting. Excuse me, it's attached to a basket or a piece of leather. Nasa called rishon tumah. The whole thing is first level tumah. Hevrish is a matlis. If I separated out the patch, hari kupa or rishon. The let's say for instance the or here the hide is still first level tumah. They should nago medras because it touched zav. The matlis tahara, but the patch is tahara. Shekema shetala. Because once I removed it, v'hifrisha betala. What do you call it? So the identity that it had was tied to that which was attached to. Now it's like nothing. Tala ala beged, ala sak. Let's say I attach it to a piece of cloth. For instance, nasa kol medras, the entire thing, including the cloth itself, becomes tali medras, varia kol avtuma, and all of it is primary source of tuma. Hifrisha, if I separate it, area beged or sak rishon. So now the cloth or the goat hair is now first level tuma, shrei naga medras, because it touched the zav. The matlis, but the patch is avatuma, is still considered primary tumash, kishahaisa, jinibetel al arig, because it's not nullified, excuse me, it's not considered secondary to the weave itself. Tafar matlis ala beged. Let's say I attached the matlis that is tame to the cloth, kishatala on the rebak achas, mishte ruchos. So when I sewed it on one side or even two sides, kamin gam, like a gamma, ena chibor, it's not considered attached, lanasa kol av, and the whole thing's not considered primary level tumma, elamaga medrasova, just. Touching zav tuma, tafra mishtei ruchos. But let's say he tied it from two sides, zu b'sad zu, one was next to the other. Harei hichibur menasa kolav. That's considered attached, and the entire thing is considered of primary level tuma. Lachatas shlosha shlosha. When you have three etzvos by three etzvos, should nitma medras that contracts tuma through a zav. Varakach nechlak, and only afterwards it gets split up, divided. Tahor mina medras is now tahor from zav. Ve'ein bekraim elu tuma klal. And these torn pieces are not a tuma at all. They're considered like broken pieces of kli that broke, that became tameh. Aval begash nitma b'medras, but clothing that became tameh through a zav, v'karimen shlosh shpal shlosh shpal, and now 3x3 was torn from it. Oso akara, that torn piece, tar min medras, is now tar from zav. Aval tameh maga medras, but again, it's still considered tameh if a zav touches it. Shev eis prishasam in a beged, ha-gadol nitma maga, because at the time it was separated from the beged, from the larger clothing, it became tameh through touching. Aval chiyud sudden shenitma b'medras. Let's say a cloak contracts tuma from a zav. And then only afterwards it was turned into a curtain, tarmin and medrash, is now cured from its state of being tamen. We must say who tara some in a medrash. So when is it considered tara from the medrash? Mishu yikshar bo halulos. So only when, what do you call it, you attach the loops that you're going to use, shehu nitla behen kishar parochas, that you're going to use to hang the curtain from the wall. Finally, lachid aleph, tala shahim medrash. Let's say a garment contracts tumma from a zav, v'dbila, and I put into a mikvah. But kodim sheyariv shimsha, but before the sun set for that day, hiskel likroa menu kara, right? You started tearing from it a tear. Kevan shenikra ba ruva, when most of it is torn. Shuv, inochibor, it's not considered attached. Vitara, kula, the whole thing's tara. Afi shadayin yishtayiva kadei ma'aforesh. Even if what remains is enough that you can make a scarf out of it, shonikra, that wasn't torn. Shari korea v'hola, because his intentions to continue to tear it. Medramor, b'tibolas yom. This only applies to a piece of clothing that was tovel in the mikvah that day. Because just like he did not care enough to stop from putting it into the mikvah, so too, we can assume he's not going to care enough to stop from tearing it. And that's why, because of that mentality, the whole thing is tahar. That ends Parachav Gimel, and we will continue with Parachav Daled tomorrow.